The missing format. Format reliability as an unrecorded pre-training variable and the case for building what the corpora no longer contain. By E. M. Freeburg. Summary. Every corpus decision the field records is about which text to train on. Domain, language, quality, recency, deduplication. None is about how the text arrangement is notated. This paper argues that notation has quietly become a training variable of the first importance through a mechanism nobody chose. The structural markup that conversion pipelines now attach to everything long enough to have structure is a perfectly reliable cue for discourse boundaries. Where the cue is present, a boundary does not have to be inferred. It can be read. An inference has been removed from the curriculum, not by volume, which is trivial, but by reliability, which is what shortcut learning actually runs on. We measure the situation three ways. A census of public pre-training corpora shows that the supply of long, coherent, low boundary density text has collapsed to a rounding error, and that the newest corpora are the most heavily marked. A converter study shows the markup is faithful, which makes the cue more trustworthy, not less, and closes the obvious escape route. There is no null level left to reweight toward, because after serialization, no document has zero markup, and a paired serialization probe on a small base model puts the framing under direct reading side test. Swapping a boundary's notation while keeping its typographic form changes the model's use of long-range context by a measured zero. The operative cue is the announcement, not the sigil, while deleting the announcement itself makes the following prose measurably harder to predict, and the model recovers none of the loss from the long context that contains the evidence. The marker is informative, and the inference that should substitute for it is absent. The proposal that follows is deliberately conservative. Format augmentation, not format replacement. Present the same structure in multiple notations, so the sigil stops being a shortcut. And long context slot substitution as the first serious experiment, because the long context stage is the one place where the training sequence is the document, and it is currently fed the most heavily marked corpus anyone has built. Nothing left to infer. A markdown heading is a two-token cue that is present at every discourse boundary and absent everywhere else. It is trivially detectable, it never lies, and conversion pipelines now apply it to essentially everything long enough to have structure. That sentence contains the entire argument. The rest of this paper is measurement and consequence. Consider what a language model has to do with a chapter break when nothing announces it. The prose cools, a thread resolves, a new scene opens with widened aperture. And the model, to predict well, must represent that a boundary of a certain kind has occurred, because everything downstream depends on it. Which entities remain live, which tensions carry forward, what register comes next. That representation has to be built from evidence spread over thousands of tokens. It is, in the plainest sense, an inference. Now put Frusch-Bakrus in front of the chapter title. The inference is no longer required. A model that can read the boundary off the surface has no pressure to construct the machinery that would have recognized it, and under any objective that rewards prediction, cues that are this cheap and this reliable are exactly the ones that get taken. This is the central finding of the shortcut learning literature, which is explicit that what governs shortcut adoption is not how often a feature appears, but how reliably it predicts and how easily it can be extracted. A structural sigil is the limit case on both axes, maximally available, a literal surface token, and perfectly predictive, because faithful converters place it at every real boundary and nowhere else. The vision language version of the finding states the cost directly. A contrastive objective mainly learns the easy-to-detect minimal shared features that are sufficient to minimize the contrastive objective while suppressing the remaining shared and/or task-relevant information. The wager of this paper is that the suppressed inference was load-bearing. A model that must work out where discourse boundaries fall has to maintain a running representation of discourse structure. The very capacity that is conspicuously fragile in frontier models, which sustain an argument across tens of thousands of tokens poorly, and which chunk their own output into signposted sections even when asked not to. A model that can read boundaries never has to build that representation. And thinking in Markdown is what it looks like when notation and structure have never been encountered as separable things, stated as a claim about data rather than models. Three properties have to coincide in a training document before the inference is ever demanded. It must be long, it must be coherent, and it must have low boundary density, so that long spans pass with nothing announcing their structure. Text with all three properties is what we call the missing format. The name is earned twice over, missing because the corpora no longer contain it in any quantity, and missing because, as we show below, no one has ever recorded the variable on which it differs from everything else. Nobody decided this. The flatness of the old web corpora was an accident of tooling. C4 consumed common crawls pre-extracted plain text and then applied a line filter. We only retained lines that ended in a terminal punctuation mark, which discards every heading, because headings do not end in periods. FineWeb re-extracted from raw HTML with Trafilatura, but through a wrapper that leaves the library in its default TXT output mode, which renders headings as unmarked plain lines while emitting for list items. The pile chose just text in 2020. DCLM chose ResillaPass because it was 8x faster than Trafilatura at the same benchmark quality. Nemotron CC chose just text because it yielded 28.6% more high-quality tokens. Every one of these decisions was made on yield and benchmark movement. Not one was made or recorded as a decision about how much structural notation the training stream would carry. Then the direction reversed. The frontier of corpus construction moved from stripped web text to PDF conversion by vision language models, and those models emit structure by design. Headings, lists, tables, latex, because faithfulness to the document is the point. Dolma contained a book subset, 6.0b tokens of Project Gutenberg, 0.2% of its 3.06t total. Dolma 3 contains no book source at all. Its second largest component, 13.6% of the pre-training mix, is Olmo CR converted science PDFs. The one register that reliably supplied book-length unmarked prose left the mixture in the same generation that the most heavily marked material anyone has produced entered it. No step in this history was a mistake. Each extractor choice improved the number being watched. Structure-preserving conversion genuinely helps the benchmarks the field runs. A 2025 study found markdown-preserving HTML extraction worth about a point on a 13 benchmark average. An extraction choice alone moves structured content tasks by 10 points. The claim here is not that these results are wrong. It is that the evaluation suite prices exactly one side of a trade. Retrieval, extraction, instruction following, short form QA. Structured input helps all of them, and none of them is sensitive to whether the model retains the capacity to work out the shape of a long document for itself. A field hill climbing on a proxy blind to one side of a trade keeps climbing, and every step is correctly reported as progress. What the corpora contain. The variable the record lacks is easy to define and cheap to compute. For a tokenized stream, let clean window survival SW be the fraction of non-overlapping W token windows containing no structural markup, no heading sigils, list markers, rules, or block quote prefixes. Alongside it, measure the distribution of clean runs, maximal spans of consecutive tokens with no markup at all. SW asks how much of the stream still demands the inference at horizon W. The clean run tail asks how long the demand is ever sustained. Measured over sampled streams of 10 public corpora. Tokenizer 0200KR base. A table appears in the article with columns corpus, median doc, tokens, any markup, ATX, NARF, S8K, and P99 clean run. Three facts organize the table. The direction of travel is steep. ATX heading presence runs from 0.12% of fine web documents to 33.3% of Dolma 3's Olmo CR slice, roughly a 275-fold swing. And any markup presence from 21.5% to 74.0%. The newest corpus is by far the most marked, and the gradient tracks the pipeline history above. Wet strip text at one end, vision model PDF conversion at the other. The scarce resource is not unmarked text. It is long unmarked text. Every web corpus, whatever its markup level, has a 99th percentile clean run between about 2,400 and 6,500 tokens, because a corpus of 2444 token documents cannot contain a long clean run, no matter how it is notated. Books are different in kind. A median document of 77,297 tokens and a P99 clean run of 109,045. 20 times the best web corpus, and almost none of the gap is markup. It is document length. No source supplies all three properties at once. The web is unmarked, but short. The Olmo CR slice is long, but carries the lowest survival anyone has built, S8K, WAR 0.153. Books are long, coherent, and low density, and books are the row that fell out of the mixture. Figure. The supply problem in one plane. Horizontal, median document length. Vertical, the 99th percentile clean run. The longest markup-free spans a corpus actually delivers. Web corpora, blue, are clean but short. PDF, derived corpora, orange, are long but marked. Books, green, sit alone in the quadrant the argument needs and are the row that left the mixture. One register note worth carrying forward. Within long-form prose, sustained argument, the treatise, the monograph, is an even richer supply of long clean spans than narrative, because its chapters are longer than a novel's. In our ground truth corpus, below, unbroken paragraph runs have median 25 and 90th percentile 78 in narrative against median 2 in technical material. The register that best supplies the missing format is also the one that has most completely vanished from modern mixtures. The queue that cannot be reweighted. The volume objection arrives immediately and deserves a direct answer. In a serialized novel, structural markup is 664 tokens out of 1,024,826, 0.065%, about 2.7 structural markers, 5 markup tokens per 8,192 token training sequence. How can that matter? Because nothing in the mechanism runs on volume. What shortcut adoption runs on is predictivity and availability, and what circuit formation runs on is the reliability of a surface pattern, not merely its frequency. The recent induction head literature finds formation governed by a decision boundary in repetition frequency and repetition reliability jointly, with the models studied more than twice as sensitive to reliability as to frequency. A queue present at every boundary and absent everywhere else sits at reliability 1.0. Its frequency is beside the point. Four measurements sharpen this from a plausibility argument into a specific, uncomfortable situation. They come from a 50-document study we ran with ground truth derived from machine-readable sources. Gutenberg Text, Arch of LaTeX, RFCX, ML. Stratified by how much structure the author was actually thinking in, from unbroken narrative, R0, and sustained argument, R1, to structure skeleton technical writing, R3, typeset to real paged media, and run through 9 current extraction and conversion configurations. First, conversion is accurate, which makes the cue more reliable, not less. We expected converters to fabricate structure on prose and pre-registered that test. The result was a clean null. Pooled imposition loss on prose-like registers, the survival cost of what converters add beyond the document's genuine structure, is 0.029, 0.047, 0.0010 at WDAFA's 8192, significantly negative. Modern converters slightly undermark. They are not inventing boundaries. They faithfully mark real ones. A fabricated cue would at least be noisy, and noise is what keeps a shortcut from closing. A faithful cue is a trustworthy one. Second, what destroys the long windows is faithful serialization itself. Writing a novel's real chapter adds breaks as markdown. The operation everyone calls benign because it is faithful removes 53% of 2,048 token clean windows and 97% of 8,192 token windows. The arithmetic is unforgiving. Authored boundaries arrive about every 3,100 tokens of narrative, so almost every 8K window contains one. Under realistic packing, the picture is the same. Sequences cut from the marked serialization survive at 0.033. The same books flattened have a packing limited ceiling of 0.888. Third, format is now a coordinate with no null level. Across all 50 documents, the minimum markup density after serialization is 1.25 markup tokens per 10K. No document has zero. Between document dispersion passes through conversion essentially untouched, coefficient of variation 1.19 in the authored ground truth, 1.16 and 1.21 through the two strongest converters, so conversion is not homogenizing the spread. What it removes is one specific value, absent. This is why the problem cannot be reached by mixture weighting, however sophisticated. Reweighting moves mass between levels of a variable. It cannot restore a level that no longer exists in the support. Fourth, and this is the fact that makes the obvious fix wrong. The boundary survives its own notation. Strip the yar, but leave the chapter title as a short standalone line between blank lines and a detector sensitive to typographic structure rather than markdown syntax, a line that C4's own filter would have discarded, finds the boundaries in essentially the identical places. A table appears in the article with columns register, WS, markdown syntax, S, structural detector, on flat text, and difference. Flattening the notation on its own changes almost nothing about where boundaries are detectable because the typographic form, short bare line, white space around it, is itself a perfectly good cue. This zero is a result, and it dictates the shape of any intervention. What has to be attacked is not the sigil's presence, but its reliability. Removing one notation while leaving another equally reliable one in place merely swaps shortcuts. The one stage where the sequence is the document. Where in training would any of this bind? The answer has a structure that is easy to miss, and once seen, hard to unsee. Over 95% of pre-training tokens are consumed at sequence lengths of 8,092 or less. Llama 3 ran 15.6T of its 16.4T tokens at 8,092, with a long context extension of roughly 800B, 4.9% of the total. DeepSeek V3 pre-trained 14.8T tokens of 4K and extended context with about 126 B tokens of Yara and phases, under 1%. Quen3 ran roughly 35T of its 36T at 4,096. Olmo3, 7B, ran 5.93T of pre-training and 100B of mid-training at 8,192, then 50B tokens, 0.8%, at 65,536. At the main stage, a training sequence is not a document. It is a packed window, several short documents concatenated, or an arbitrary 8-key slice from the middle of a long one, frequently straddling document boundaries. And at this stage, the attention mask typically does not even separate neighbors. Llama 3 reports that intra-document masking had limited impact in standard pre-training. DeepSeek V3 packs documents but does not incorporate cross-sample attention masking. There is a statistical mechanics way to say what that stage can and cannot teach. Mutual information between tokens of natural text decays as a power law, and the power law is caused by hierarchical document structure. Correlations flow from the high organizational levels down into words. Transformers are the preferred architecture in part because they capture slow power law dependence where recurrent models cannot. Set against that, authored boundaries arriving every 3,500 tokens with markup announcing them, sequences capped at 8,192, and every web corpus's clean runs exhausted by 6,500. The gradient has shown a truncated rendition of the very law the architecture was chosen to fit. Planning horizon work points the same way. Models pre-cache features for future tokens where the data has genuine future structure and pre-caching rises with scale. But the horizon over which pre-caching can pay is capped by how far ahead the data ever rewards looking. The long context stage inverts every one of those properties. Sequence length exceeds the median book. Intra-document masking is switched on. Olmo 3's release training scripts run the main stages at default sequence length, they share a G8192, with no masking flag, and the long context script at 65,536 with generate doc lengths. True SAS enables intra-document masking. At this stage, and only at this stage, the training sequence is the document. One work, entire, in reading order, with attention confined to it. It is the only point in the entire training pipeline where a gradient can flow through the experience of tracking one document structure across tens of thousands of tokens. And that slot is currently filled with the most heavily marked material available. Olmo 3's long context pool is 639B tokens, of which effectively all is Olmo CR converted science PDFs, the bottom row of the census table, S8K, R0.153, the lowest clean window survival of any corpus we measured. The one stage whose mechanics are exactly right for training. The missing inference is being fed the corpus in which the inference is least often required. Figure, where the tokens go. For each family, the main pre-training stage, blue, sequence length, R8192, no intra-document masking, against the long context stage, orange, 32K, 128K, masking on. The stage with the right mechanics for long-range structure, where the sequence is the document, is a sliver, which is precisely what makes it cheap to fill deliberately. The economics follow. Nobody needs to touch 15T tokens of web text. The intervention, the analysis points to lives in a slot that is under 1% of the budget in the very training runs that already have the infrastructure configured for it. A first measurement. The mechanism makes a prediction that can be tested in an afternoon on one laptop-class machine, and we ran it. If a boundary sigil functions as a conditional independence license, an announcement that what follows depends less on what came before, then, on identical prose, a trained model should extract less information from long-range context when the boundary is marked than when it is not. The quantity to measure is the long-context information gain of recent data curation work. The improvement in next token prediction from seeing a long context over a short one. Design. We take the 21 narrative and sustained argument works from the ground truth corpus and serialize each from the same block structure in three arms, marked, genuine structure written as markdown, flat, identical words, heading text kept as a bare line, notation dropped, and for the works whose chapter heads are pure labels, like chapter 4 or 2, where the line can be removed without removing content. Silent, the label line deleted, the boundary reduced to white space. Marked versus flat isolates the sigil. Flat versus silent isolates the announcement. We select target passages of ordinary interior prose, never headings, stratified by distance from the previous authored boundary, and for each target in each arm compute the per byte negative log likelihood of the same passage under a short context, 768 tokens, and a long context, 736 tokens, with a small open weights base model, Qwen 3 0.6b base, float 32 scoring, forming the information gain IG, SN, LL, short, NLL long, alongside long filters, confidence-weighted surrogate. Positive IG differences mean more measured use of long-range context. Anchors whose visible contexts contain no boundary in either compared arm have byte-identical inputs and serve as a built-in null. Their contrast must be exactly zero. Results. 169 aligned targets across all 21 works pass the filters for the notation contrast. Median target, 1,551 bytes of interior prose. And 88 targets across the 12 works with pure label chapter heads for the announcement contrast. All intervals are 95% cluster bootstraps by work. Three numbers carry the outcome. Swapping the notation does nothing. IG flat, IG marked. Chart of 0.04 millinets per byte, 0.008, 0.16, against a mean information gain of 24.0 nats byte. The sigil's effect on measured long-range information use is bounded within about plus 0.7% of the quantity itself, and its effect on absolute predictability is an equally tight zero, 0.10, 0.26, 0.06. The 11 no-boundary anchors return contrasts of exactly zero, as the pipeline requires. This is the behavioral twin of the survival equivalence table. To a trained reader, chapter 4 and a bare chapter 4 line are the same event. The cue is the typographic announcement, not its notation. Removing the announcement measurably hurts prediction. Deleting the label line makes the prose that follows harder to predict. Per byte N, L, L, under the long context, rises by 0.47 nats byte, 0.16, 0.77, with the largest rise immediately after the boundary, 0.62, 0.17, 1.14. The announcement carries real information about what follows, and none of the loss is recovered from long-range context. Measured information gain is unchanged when the announcement is removed. IG silent, IG flat, 3 yas, Rupin Drews 045, Ryu 239. The model becomes more uncertain under the short context and the long context roughly equally, rather than reaching farther back to reconstruct what the vanished label would have told it. Although the 7,900 visible tokens contain the entire close of the preceding chapter, which is exactly the evidence the inference would use. Figure. The probe's four contrasts, mean, and 95% cluster bootstrap interval in millinats per byte. Top pair. Effect on long-range information gain. Zero for the notation swap, tightly bounded, and zero for announcement removal. Bottom pair. Effect on prediction difficulty under the long context. Zero for the notation swap. positive for announcement removal, the only interval excluding zero. The marker is informative. The reader does not replace it from range. Read together. The marker is informative, and the inference that should substitute for it is absent. A reader shaped by the mark distribution treats the announcement as a primitive. When it is present, prediction is easier in a way that no change of notation perturbs. When it is deleted, the reader does not go and construct the boundary from long-range evidence. It simply predicts worse. That is what an inference removed from the curriculum looks like from the reading side. The probe also banked a null it was designed to be able to return. The suppression form of the mechanism, that a visible marker actively reduces use of far context on identical announced text, is not detected at this scale, and the interval bounds any such effect below roughly 2% of measured information gain. And there is a corollary for data curation. At this reader scale, the information gain scores now used to select long context training data are insensitive to serialization. Such pipelines will neither punish nor reward a corpus for its format, which is another way of saying the variable stays invisible to them too. The probe's limits should be stated as plainly as its results. It is one 0.6 billion parameter reader over 21 works. A reading side probe cannot distinguish the training pressure never existed from this reader is too small to have formed the machinery. The announcement arm exists only where chapter heads are contentless labels, and nothing here shows that training on the missing format changes a capability. Those questions belong to the program's later steps, which is what the program is for. Format augmentation. The intervention follows from the fourth measurement above. Since flattening alone just promotes the typographic form into the new reliable queue, the target must be reliability itself, and reliability is destroyed by diversity, not by deletion. Present the same structure in multiple notations. The same work appears with its boundaries as marked down in one copy, as bare typographic lines in another, as whitespace alone in a third. Same words, same arrangement, different surface. Under that regime, the sigil stops predicting. A queue that is sometimes present and sometimes absent at the same underlying event cannot function as a shortcut, and the pressure to represent the event, the boundary itself, as a thing separate from any way of writing it down, returns. Because shortcut suppression is a reliability phenomenon, this attacks it at exactly the point where it operates. Three properties recommend the augmentation form of the intervention over any purist alternative. It destroys nothing. The marked copies are still there, and structural competence, which the benchmarks reward because users genuinely want it, is still taught. Its content cost is zero. Every copy is the same author's words. And it is partial by design. Rewriting-based augmentation lines find that diversifying a modest fraction of occurrences captures most of the robustness gain, so nothing requires reprocessing a corpus wholesale. An objective-side alternative exists. Discourse coherence objectives and post-training for hierarchical organization. But the data-side version requires no new loss, no new labels, and no commitment about what the representation should look like. It only reinstates the conditions under which one would have to form. What we are betting emerges is a factorization, a discourse channel that represents arrangement, and a surface channel that renders it able to vary independently. The inferred thing, a boundary is here, is invariant across the forms that signal it, an Unterabschluss, a bare title line, a blank gap, the next morning. A model forced to recognize it under all of them has been given, in effect, a change of notation group over documents. And what survives a group action is structure, a model with the factorization, could plan an arrangement without committing to a rendering, think in prose, and speak in Markdown, rather than thinking in Markdown because plan and notation were never separable. Interpretability work already finds partial notation invariant structure with stable cross-notation transfer gaps, which is what the factorization exists, but nothing has forced it to completion, looks like from the inside. The supply side is better than the folk number suggests. Books are 0.2% of Dolma describes a domain label, not a format ceiling. The addressable pool is everything whose structure was imposed rather than authored, plus everything markup naive by construction. Transcribed speech, podcasts, lectures, oral histories, proceedings, which is markup free by construction, genuinely long and growing faster than any text source, judicial opinions, parliamentary records, long-form journalism archives, monographs, correspondence, public domain book collections at the hundreds of billions of tokens scale already exist as OCR plain text, and the arithmetic of the slot is favorable. We built a demonstration pack of 27 whole public domain works, 2.31 NEM tokens, one record per book, zero structural markup tokens in any record, validated by refusing to write if a single one appears, and its median work is 73,724 tokens. None fits a 32K context, 23 of 27 fit 128K, all fit 256K. Under conventional 8K packing, those same books shatter into 297 fragments, averaging 4.1 markers each, no fragment knowing its position in the arc. Whole document training on this material is only possible at frontier context lengths. It has just become possible. The program, ordered by cost, each step informative on its own, and none requiring the previous one to have gone the right way. 1. The information gain probe. Run above. Replicate it with larger base models, more registers, transcript corpora. 2. Report survival notation. Invariantly, overpacked streams. Not one curve, but 3. S over markdown syntax. S over structure. The typographic detector, S over sequences, adding document boundaries. The quantity of interest is the syntax structure gap, which we measure at 0 on prose, the 0 that forces the reliability framing, and the packing ceiling, which bounds what any corpus can deliver at a given context length. 3. Build the paired corpus. The same works in aligned multi-notation serializations at scale from sources whose structure is knowable, the augmentation artifact itself. 4. Measure the scaled supply, S statistics and clean run distributions over transcript and public domain book corpora. If speech is confirmed long and low density at 32K plus, it is the only growing source of the missing format, and nobody currently waits for this property. 5. The long context slot substitution. The first serious experiment, because the infrastructure already exists and the slot is small. In an Olmo 3 style long context stage, sequence is the document, intra-document masking on, substitute a fraction of the Olm OCR PDF pool with whole flattened and paired books at matched token count, and evaluate on long context suites plus long-form generation likelihood. Existing long-context data work has already found that naive, length-based book-up sampling underperforms domain balance selection, and one team reported that upsampling books and code repositories did not move their long-context benchmarks, but no experiment in this line has ever controlled for markup, which on the present analysis is the live variable. If controlling for it changes nothing, the locus argument fails cheaply. 6. The matched pre-training run. 3 arms on identical content, markup serialized, flattened, paired, matched token budgets. No published run isolates structural notation while holding words fixed. Steps 1 and 5 exist to make this one worth paying for. Step 5 can be run for a fraction of 1% of a modern budget. What would count against the thesis? Some of it already landed and is printed above. The probe found no inference time suppression. A visible marker does not measurably reduce a small reader's use of far context. So the version of the mechanism that survives is the training time one, carried by the deficit finding, information lost with the announcement and not reconstructed from range. Replications that extend the null, larger readers still showing no deficit or recovering unannounced boundaries from context just fine, would cut against that remainder directly. The strongest standing counter evidence is a base model result from the model idiosyncrasy literature. Classifiers over markdown features identify instruction-tuned models at 77.7% against a 25% chance rate, but base models at only 38.5%. Base models mostly emit plain prose, which suggests much of the visible chunking is post-training policy rather than pre-training inventory. The honest reading is that post-training decides how much of the tendency is expressed, while pre-training decides what there is to express. The same literature's suppression experiments find the latent tendency present before RLHF. But this is exactly the kind of claim the three-arm run exists to settle, and the 38.5% number is a fact any version of this thesis has to carry visibly. Relatedly, probing work finds models can partially reconstruct document boundaries from flattened text, so the removed inference is degraded, not absent. The claim that survives is about how much pressure exists to make it good. And if the paired arm behaves exactly like the flat arm in step 6, then reliability was not the operative variable, and the factorization story collapses to a notation preference. Each of these is empirical, near-term, and cheap, relative to the claims at stake. Coda, record it, then build it. Nobody decided that the pre-training stream should stop demanding structural inference. It fell out of a line filter here, a default output mode there, a book subset quietly dropped, a long context slot filled with whatever was longest, each step locally correct, each improving the number being watched, the cost landing on a dimension nobody had instrumented. The smallest useful response is instrumentation. A data card that records extractor identity, conversion flags, and OCR path, and one number, SW, at the context lengths the model will actually train at, makes the variable visible retrospectively and the question askable for every future corpus. Pipelines already compute everything required. Reporting it costs nothing. The ambitious response is to build the missing format on purpose, assemble the long, coherent, low boundary density register at scale, serialize it in deliberately unreliable notation, and put it into the one training stage where a document is experienced whole. Every component of that sentence exists today. The sources, the serializers, the masking configuration, the slot. What does not yet exist is a model that was ever made to work out the shape of a long thing for itself. It would be worth finding out what that model can do.